Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds.
Stuck again. Is that an apt description of your life? For many believers, it is. Even when they know why they're stalled, some can't move past the sin that trips them up. Others are blind to the source of their troubles and feel as if all they do is run in place. Israel, God's chosen nation, had a history of defeat from yielding to temptation instead of obeying the Lord's commands. Compromise defeats us, too. God calls his children, those of us who are believers, to live obedient lives. But it's easy to become preoccupied with the things we want, and then to reinterpret God's commands in a way that suits us. What's more, the world clamors for us to fit into its mold, but shows little or no inclination to follow God's way. And Satan can gain a foothold in our life whenever we disobey or attempt to bypass God's laws. We'd be fooling ourselves to think we can compromise and still live a Christ-centered life. The Lord commands us to reject ungodliness, so we're wise to listen. Thankfully, we have the Holy Spirit's power to help us. A good place to start is by agreeing with God that an attitude or action of yours is displeasing to Him and repenting. Then, determine to set your mind on obedience, whatever the cost.